This is Ethically Speaking with Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott.
Hey, Dean, let's go to lunch. I'll buy.
Yeah, lunch sounds good. But can we go somewhere where I feel comfortable paying for my own lunch?
What's wrong with me buying you lunch?
If today were my birthday, nothing. But every week or so, you want to take me out to lunch. And maybe it's because you know how much I like good food. But ethically speaking, it's hard on our friendship. We need to keep our friendship on a mutual give-and-take basis.
It's unethical for me to buy you lunch?
No. It's unethical for you to give too much to our friendship, and unethical for me to give too little. Aristotle tells us that true friendship takes place between equals, and we all know that money, among other things, can create great inequality.
Well, Dean, it's true that I'm more comfortable, financially speaking, so it's not a big deal for me to buy lunch.
But, Denny, whatever our comparable financial situation is, our friendship needs to exist in a financial space that's comfortable for both of us.
I don't get it. I like going to interesting and, yes, expensive places for lunch, and I like taking you along with me.
I think you need to figure out your priorities. If your priority is to go to a certain place for lunch and I'm an entertaining companion, then you're just using me for your convenience, and that's not a friendship between equals. But if you want to share a meal with me, then you should be willing to do it on terms that are comfortable for both of us.
Let's ask our listeners. Does friendship ever exist on a truly equal basis? Write to us over your lunch break. Comment at ethicallyspeaking.org.
The show is produced by the Center for Ethics at the University of Montana and the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California and the Montana Committee for the Humanities. Music by Eric Hutchins.